Good afternoon!
Hey.
Welcome to Why Is This a Thing? That's Nick. That's Zach. I notice we don't do this often enough. We don't, like, introduce ourselves. So if you're listening to this for the first time, it's just three random voices. Maybe.
Exactly.
Every, like, 4 weeks, we get, like, half a listener. I think that's the average. That's
half
the curve.
A listener.
Are you calling Adam half a listener?
Oh. Adam, our favorite guest. Speaking of guests, we have a guest here in studio today. James Luck's
in the building!
Yay.
Yay. There we go.
Charge the audience button. He's chilling. He watched Horace and Pete with us tonight.
See, he's already learning.
Yeah, he's good.
No, but this is Why Is This a Thing? I'm Nico.
We're not doing this.
You do it! No, we should clear ahead of time. Who's who?
Okay, I'm Nick.
I'm Cthulhu.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm Simba.
Oh, God.
Can we talk
so
about...
Hold on, he needs one now.
Oh, him?
What are you?
A Nick. I didn't plan that.
Well, hello, a Nick.
Can we talk
about... You are a Nick. You are one Nick.
Can we...
Single unit.
Can we talk about the fact that Zach sexted us today? Can
yeah,
we talk
okay.
about...
I felt a little, what's the word I'm looking for?
A little put upon, I would say.
Put upon.
I was a bit put upon. I didn't know how to respond for a second.
I was moist.
Whoa, slow your roll there.
And unstable, Nick?
Yeah. Only a little.
Only a little unstable.
Yeah, mildly unstable.
Okay.
He's like Buscemi on
but
a date.
Severely moist.
Severely moist.
He really took that quick.
That's exactly the word I was going to use. And
severely?
Beat me to it.
No, so Nick, Zach, and I have a group text that we coordinate our podcasts on.
Coordinate.
That's about it. And then occasionally send stupid memes to each other. And, oh, what was that?
It's a rubber band.
Why'd you put a rubber band around your mic?
Because it's my rubber band and my mic.
So Jimmy, here's the thing we do.
No, wait. No, in the group text, can I pay off the bit real quick?
I
pay off the... No, so we just get an emoji, just a blow kiss emoji, which I am assuming... is sent to your lovely girlfriend, Jackie, yes. Who's probably listening to this right now.
Yes.
Jackie, just know.
What about the other girl?
Oh, good point. That's a great point. Maybe it was sent to her. We don't know. It's one of the two. 50-50. But yeah. But we just got it, and then he immediately goes wrong person. So, Jackie, yep. We got your sext. And that's apparently how it gets you all hot and bothered. That's really nice. Maybe pick up your game a little bit. If you had a nicer phone that had more capabilities than just a kiss emoji.
I'm just glad we didn't get a penis.
Good point.
Oh, Zach is rummaging through his phone.
Oh, no.
I'm genuinely worried.
You saved them?
Oh, goodness.
God. Oh, it's not going to be my penis. I'm just going to find one on the internet.
All right, fine. You have as many
oh,
penis
Oh, look up
pictures.
The one from the last Game of Thrones episode.
Oh, there was a wart. Filled penis.
Filled?
Well, it had a wart on it.
Covered?
There was a close-up, Jim.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see it yet. Yeah, yeah, there's, yeah. They're just, like, right in your face. For no reason. It has nothing to do with the episode.
It's a famous... A well-known penis?
No.
No. But just immediately, it's a fucking close-up. And you can see in all of its deformed glory. And there was also some nice titties in that same scene.
Yeah, they were there for a while, too. They
yeah.
didn't hold back.
They were good titties. It was a great episode, by the
way. Great episode.
I don't want to spoil anything or whatever.
It was really sad.
But
really sad.
A little sad. Do you know what happened? Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch it, Jim. Yeah. You got to watch it.
I shed a single tear yesterday. A single tear. Not more than one.
I hold the front door.
Oh. I just know it was a horror episode.
Oh, yeah. I told Jimmy a little bit. I just kind of said, like, who was in the episode. Like, which plot lines they dug into.
Hodor was in the episode. Are we getting a penis picture?
No, so here's the thing.
No, I didn't have enough battery to do anything.
Is,
so
we claim that we're going to talk about a TV show, and then we don't. Pretty much. I mean, sometimes we do.
Just get carried away.
Yeah, usually for a good half.
It's a real experimental.
A good half.
Yeah. The podcast started because we wanted to talk about the show Pompidou, which is a British silent comedy of sorts. But it's also the worst show we've ever seen. And after a while, talking about Pompidou didn't suffice. So we just sort of...
Well, we ran out of episodes.
But then we decided we still wanted to do something.
Yeah. Half of them...
Because why the
it's
hell not?
It's not? It's not like Pompidou wasn't doing it.
Oh, sure.
We finished.
Sure.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're done with Pompidou.
And it's not getting signed on for another season. I mean,
unfortunately not. So every once in a while, we'll do stupid episodes like Who Would Win in a Battle? And we would do, like, a super fight of...
Yeah, yeah, we played
We did a couple
too.
Weeks ago.
Well,
play games.
Like, who would win that?
We should have you come on when
hide and seek. Was it hide and seek or tag?
Oh, tag. Jesus
was it
Christ
tag,
and Winnie
Jesus
the Pooh.
Jesus Christ or Winnie the Pooh.
Right. So let me give you an example, Jimmy. You have Lassie and RoboCop in a game of poker. Who would win?
And you have to defend yourself. So we're each assigned a person, and we have to argue that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if I had Lassie and he had RoboCop, I'd have to argue why Lassie would win or why RoboCop would lose.
Yes. And it's a fairly straightforward debate there, I think. I think that's a fairly...
And it's always, it's balanced.
Easy one.
No, it's definitely.
It's definitely. The dog that can't hold the cards, never mind, know what a poker hand is. And...
But the robotic police officer who is one of the most law-abiding citizens ever.
He's got a good poker face, but I feel like he's not cutthroat enough.
What face? What face?
Good point.
He has
exactly.
No face.
Exactly. It's interesting. Wow, who would win, RoboCop or Lassie in a game of poker?
This isn't the podcast.
No, I feel like in poker, like it requires some element of unpredictability, and I feel like Lassie can be a little, I don't know, unstable, whereas RoboCop plays it by the book.
You mean if you were playing against the dog, that wouldn't be random?
Yeah, I gotta say, dogs are very good at poker. I saw it in a painting once.
I've seen a painting of dogs playing poker.
By the way, if you look at that painting, the bulldog is cheating.
Is he?
Yeah. He's holding either one or two aces in his paw underneath the table.
What a douche.
Oh my god.
What a douche. Look up the picture.
Hey wait, and did you know the animal of Yale is a bulldog? It's a rigged system.
You Bush did it,
Bush
today.
Did it, Bush did it.
Don't talk into the mic. Oh, you're screaming into that mic.
Yeah, that was the goal.
Oh god.
Zach's ready. Oh, that was so disturbing.
Oh, no.
He just whimpered into the mic.
I don't know why I did that.
Oh, no.
I'm kind of happy I did
that. How was Yale today, you guys? Use that one.
James, how was Yale?
Boring. I fell asleep like 5 times during the ceremony.
Come up on the mic. Come up. Yeah, suck that mic stick.
Just hold it.
Slobber into
hold
that
it
microphone.
Like you're a singer in 1950.
Yes. Old Blue Eyes. Who spoke? Do you know the guy's name?
Which guy?
The commencement speaker.
Oh, no. They actually, that type of stuff, where they have the guest speakers and stuff.
Jimmy, I'm so kidding.
They do that the day before.
What?
So at Yale, they do the, and that's the thing, we told you the 6-hour ceremony, they also do another ceremony the day before, where they have all the guest speakers and people. So the commencement thing was actually yesterday, but I believe it was it was like a representative from the UN or something.
Oh.
U.S. ambassador.
Yeah, U.S. Yeah. ambassador for the UN.
So what took 6 hours?
The rest of it.
Like what?
Well, so they did a big ceremony. So instead, they handed out the diploma list or something to the head of each college. And the colleges there are really like your dorm building. It has nothing to do with your major.
Mm-hmm.
So the head of each college, they called them up and gave them all the diplomas. And then later we went to that college and then they gave each diploma to each student in that college.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, they just gave speeches.
And so also, hold on. Not
they
only
gave away honorary doctorates and bachelor's degrees to like people who just like deserve it, I guess.
Right. So that's always my favorite thing.
It was just
never
really...
set foot in a classroom. All of a sudden, like
Jamie Hyman has an honorary PhD in engineering.
Yeah. So does Elon Musk from Yale.
Really?
Yeah. That makes last sense. Year.
Oh, look at that. No, those people like they deserve degrees. I'm talking about like fucking Carrot
like when,
Top or something.
Like when Kanye, got an honorary doctorate.
Yeah. It's like never set a foot in a classroom since he was like 13. Kanye.
Really? Yeah. He got out.
I guarantee you. No, he just didn't go. He didn't get out.
I was telling quit. You, there's this guy who was having a new show on HBO, but when I was watching Game of Thrones, it was like a little commercial thing before. I don't remember his name, but
you're talking about Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Remember in that commercial he said, I think that Kanye really is a genius. Yeah. The problem is that he knows
he
it.
He knows it.
I think it's accurate. That sounds...
Bill Simmons, you idiot, was the podcast I sent you to listen to.
Oh, I didn't listen
with
to
Louis.
Oh,
yes. That was the Bill Simmons podcast.
I like him, though. I'm starting to like him. I saw that one commercial, and I'm in.
No, he's great. He has a website that was called Grantland, which was a sports and pop culture site, and now it's going to be called The Ringer. He's relaunching it because ESPN fired him and shut it down.
Oh, good.
Awful. But yeah, he's also got an HBO show.
I don't like sports, but like...
The Game of Thrones coverage on his site is phenomenal. And there's a show called After the Thrones that's on HBO now. It's the post-show. For Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And that is hosted by two guys from his website, two writers.
Oh, cool.
That makes sense. Really good. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot, though.
You should listen to his podcast with Louis.
I don't listen to podcasts.
You only host them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I can't listen to podcasts. It's just so boring. So boring. I don't know why anyone would do it.
It's great PR. No, I love Kanye, too. But yeah, the problem is he's a genius. Jimmy's a big Kanye fan.
I believe
it. Are you a big Kanye fan? That doesn't surprise me at all.
We enjoy our Yeezus from time to time.
Our Yeezus.
We like the good Lord of Yeezus every once in a while. Did you see his Ellen rant?
No.
Oh. He was on fucking Ellen doing an interview, and Ellen asked him about his...
What? Was he with Ellen?
He was with Ellen DeGeneres. Not Ellen from the Howard Stern show, or Ellen from... I don't know another...
Tom Cruise, Oprah kind of thing, or...
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Perfect comparison. Here, turn the mic to him. And so,
no, I'm not interesting. Okay.
No, I'm talking Yeezus, all right? And
Nick, you and I can go play like I Spy.
So Ellen asked him, because Kim said something about how there should be a board of directors that like approves all of Kanye's tweets before he tweets things out, and how he's a bit, I don't know.
Crazy?
Spur of the moment.
Controversial.
Yeah, I mean, he says what he believes. It's a stream of consciousness with Kanye. It's Twitter feed. And so Ellen said, you think that's a good idea? You should really think these things through a little bit. And he just starts ranting, and he just turns to the audience, starts getting up, and says, I'm sorry, man. Like, there's been artists, Walt Disney, Steve Jobs, all dead. I'm still around, but like, I preach the truth here. And then Ellen's just sitting there, no idea how to respond. So just lets him go. Goes for 8 minutes saying, I'm sorry for this, that, Martin Luther King, everything. Just
8 minutes.
8 minutes long. And just goes at the end of it, I know I'm on daytime, I know I'm on daytime TV, but this is real. This is real. I believe all of this, right? And he goes, I apologize for the truth. And then just drops the mic. And then Ellen cuts to commercial break. Just sitting in the Ellen chair.
Crazy.
It's one of the great Kanye moments of recent memory, I gotta tell you.
2016.
Peak Kanye. Absolutely peak Kanye. Anyway, I apologize for getting off track. Nick, what'd you have to say? Of course not. That's this podcast.
What?
What were you gonna say?
About
that?
Oh, that was good. Your precious little skin. That was good, Zach.
Thank you.
Spot on. He just rubber banded Nico right in like the face. Nico just turns and
in point blank range.
Oh my god. Let's talk horse.
Horse and feet.
Horse.
Oh, I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh my god.
So
I'm not sorry.
No, I'll hold on to
this. We're on part two now, right?
Act two. Act two.
Episode six.
Actually, switch that to two in the back.
Why?
So Jimmy can give his impressions of horse and feet. I feel like I want to ask him questions about the first episode that he watched.
Do your impression of Louis C.K.
That should work. Yeah, that should work. Put in the middle, yeah. So this is your first episode of Horace and Pete you watched. Episode 6 is your introduction, which I'm realizing, like if you jumped into Lost midway through, I feel like it'd be less confusing than this. This is one of the worst shows to jump into halfway.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it?
I think it's the kind of thing you just pick up as you go. It's not really like any more or less confusing from any point.
I feel like it's hard enough at the first episode, but like all this backstory and how depressing it is, it's like, well, I guess, yeah, that's true. It's confusing.
You can watch all the episodes in any order, I'm sure, and still get a relative, like.
So, yeah. You didn't know what this was, Jim. What'd you think of the.
I thought it was depressing.
But it's hilarious.
Real.
But you're laughing, right? Like, it was great.
It's real.
Comedy is tragedy.
It's too real.
It's too real at times. A lot of people have had problems with it for that reason. It's just like, whoa, I can't take this. Like, I want escapism. I want to go to TV to live in a fantasy land and watch Jack Bauer shoot people. And then, all of a sudden, Louis C.K. and Steve Buscemi are talking about his schizophrenia, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's kind of like virtual reality POV porn. You're like, man, do I really? No, because like you're watching it at home and it's fine, but then like,
did you just switch it again?
I did because it's not. Yeah, that level.
No. When you're watching it at home, it's fine, right? You're watching it at home, it's all good, and then suddenly you're right in the action. You're like, do I really want to stick my dick in this woman? Like, I don't know where she's been. I don't have protection. Do you have protection? I didn't bring any. I don't know. You know
what?
Okay, so Nico, this virtual reality porn.
No, I'm aware of that.
Oh, Nico's all
that
over that.
I know.
He's all over that.
That is my area of expertise.
You know what?
That's not the confusing part.
Actually, I was gonna tell you what happened with Alexis, but I shouldn't because that's when he wants to air his grievances with you on.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Has to do with porn.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yes.
Alexis gonna come on the podcast talk about porn?
I believe so.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can't wait. Alexis Rodriguez pretty soon.
Well, I mean, he mentioned it to me. We'll see.
Long time coming with Alexis. We haven't had him on a show. He's been wanting to do a podcast forever now.
Yeah, yeah. You should definitely have him on.
Yeah.
I think the Nico show. I don't know if we should just let you two do it.
Okay. I mean, we'll see. I don't know. It might be more fun. I'll stop. Now, okay, we'll figure it out. No. What? Okay. Virtual reality
porn. I love like planning things on the show where people like don't want to hear it.
What was the metaphor?
Oh, I was saying, you know, like it's too real. You know, the show is too real to watch. It's like when you're watching like virtual reality POV porn. Suddenly, you're like in the action. You're like, wait, do I really want to do this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you think it's gonna be good. You're like, oh, it's a show based on reality. Yeah, let's watch it. And then you're like, oh.
I think all porn is like that, virtual reality or otherwise.
Do you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you think, oh yeah, this is gonna be cool. Harry, I'm talking about porn again on the fucking podcast. I made a vow not to say it anymore. But okay. No, but
thanks,
it's...
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Looking out for the team.
The best.
It's like...
Yeah, he talks about him masturbating way too often.
And not
his
often.
Girlfriend hates it, so I keep bringing it up. Yeah. No, but it's like...
The more I understand your masturbation habits, the more I feel like I know you.
Yeah. Well, that's...
You can't know a man.
I know too much about Nico. About
yeah, you can't know a man until you know how he jerks off.
Absolutely.
Like Alexis, we know very well.
Touché. Yeah, no, I feel like all porn, once you get over the hump, so to speak.
Oh, the bad part.
Okay, Jimmy, if anything,
that...
There he goes. There we go. He's got it. He's getting the hang of it.
It's like, oh, what am I doing now? It's like, ugh, this is disgusting. I'm watching a girl,
You're talking about the post masturbation guilt, shame.
The shame,
and it's the immediate shame. It's just like it hits you like a wrecking ball. You know what I'm talking about? Just
yeah.
Come on,
let's shout back into reality.
Is that what that song's about?
100% yes.
What's the deal with fucking climaxing a porn? No, I'm just like
I suppose the Victoria's Secret catalog.
Yeah, it's like it's.
Little girls on the playground. Yeah, you never know with Nico.
I know this is very hacky material, but it's like, no, it's like you're like having a good time, like, yeah, this is great. And it's like, ugh. Now I'm just watching a very intimate experience between two people who are doing disgusting things that most people don't do in their personal life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You guys are cool. You guys are my friends. Horace and Pete, let's talk about it.
No, we were talking about it. What do you mean? This is an analogy.
Oh, yeah, it's a depressing show. And this one I felt like was one of the most depressing that they've done, to be honest.
It was just mean.
Yeah, it was mean. Zach, describe it.
This is another thing we like to do. We like to just throw it at Zach. Just go
yeah.
for it.
Yeah. So it starts with the wonderful Steve Buscemi getting ready for a date.
Mm-hmm. We don't know that.
I'm going to choose to believe that. And we see his routine. You know, he plays some classical music, rubs Vaseline on his nipples.
Yes, he Vaselines those nipples.
Why do you Vaseline a nipple?
Chafe. Get chafy.
Did you ever get runner's nipple?
Did Nico ever run is the better question.
I think that question. The answer to that question is in the question itself.
So he's getting ready, and then he's on a date with a much younger girl. And
how much younger?
26. We don't actually know how old Horace is, but Pete? She's 26.
Pete? Isn't he 58?
I mean, I meant Pete.
Did he say 58?
In his 50s.
I thought he said 58.
Could be. Let's see how old Buscemi is in real life.
Okay, let's do that.
Give us yeah, probably.
So a much younger girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to hit it off really well after starting after they roughly.
Didn't. 58 years old.
I'm pretty sure he said 58 in the episode.
Yeah, 50.
I don't think I would have just guessed that number.
58 in real life. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so... and then, so we see the date. Rocky Star ends presumably very well, and then they're having dinner at Horace and Pete's house,
bar,
apartment, bar, place, living area,
flat,
quarters,
no. As they
quarters.
Call
I like quarters.
Can Nichols? We call it structures like Jeremy Renner calls them?
I forgot that he does that.
Yes.
Yes, I like.
You know what else he does?
double wings?
Yes. He does fucking... Oh, fuck. Never mind.
Is that like a double wing? Like a...
No, he was like... Oh, it's like he did one eye, and then immediately after did the other eye.
We're also not, like, audio friendly.
like this. It's my favorite gif in the world.
Can you send that to me?
Oh, God, that's weird as fuck.
Nico, can you send that to me, please?
Yes. Jeremy Renner winks out of one eye, winks out of the other.
That's so weird.
Yes.
Okay, so then we go back to the apartment. They're having dinner.
Jenny. Two dinner scenes.
Two dinner... You're right.
A little weird.
Two dinner scenes. Jenny, we find out is the girl's name.
From the block.
Yep.
For she had a little, now she got a lot.
I'm gonna...
You know where, but you know where I came from.
Was it Michigan, right?
Where in Michigan?
No, it's Have you been the Michigan? Bronx. That's what it is.
Oh shit! Okay.
I'm quoting a J-Lo song. If you're not familiar,
I'm not.
You're not? Wait, really?
I'm still Jenny from the block.
I knew that part. I knew Jenny from the block. That's all I knew.
Okay. So they're having dinner.
Her hips don't lie either.
That's Shakira.
I'm aware. I wanted to catch if you would get that. I knew you would get it. I knew you would jump over me with all your diva knowledge.
Yeah, the record, I know that because I was corrected on it.
Wait, oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no. Who'd you say his line?
I think Michaela. She's like, that's not J-Lo. That's
Shakira. Oh, you thought it was J-Lo.
Oh, you actually thought it was J-Lo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Not anymore. I learned.
Oh, okay.
That's well, there you go. Yeah. And then they just proceed to treat Pete. Like a dog,
yes.
But like worse than a dog.
But like a not friendly dog, like a strange dog.
Yeah.
Like a dog. Like you're in the park. A dog walks up to you and you're like, "Go away," like that kind of dog.
like what kind of dog?
Like a strange dog.
Like what kind of strange dog?
Like you're in the park and it walks up to you and you're like, "Go away."
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
Who do you know that speaks like that?
Stewie? I think Stewie.
No, that's, yeah, it's a Family Guy reference.
Oh, I
Stewie's,
oh,
Stewie's right. Playing in the playground and he goes, ooh, strange dog.
Oh.
Go away. Thank you, Nick, for getting it.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
No. Yeah, no.
I'm a Simpsons guy.
Oh. Oh.
Did you watch the Simpsons live episode?
What? Simpsons live episode?
They did a live
episode. Did they animate it live?
Sort of. They did 2 minutes of Dan Castella improvising to phone calls, and they, like, motion captured it and animated the lips of Homer Simpson, and it was horrible. And it wasn't funny, and the animation sucked, and it was bad.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's the Simpsons.
I'm glad they did that.
Good story. Good story.
George was ranting about it the other day. He was not happy.
For the record, though, Simpsons did it first.
Of course. Simpsons did it.
That's true.
Nobody else has done it. Probably because it's a shitty idea.
Probably, yeah. It
sounds like something we do.
Clearly it
doesn't. I think it is what we do. Pretty right. Close, yeah.
But yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah, I guess you summed it up, except you missed the whole Sylvia the cunt thing.
Well, no, Sylvia's always been a cunt.
No, worse.
Sylvia's a bit of a cunt.
Yeah. A little bit.
So Jimmy, what were your impressions?
I didn't hear that. Go ahead.
What were your impressions of the characters overall?
It's like a press conference.
Triple mic.
Triple mic. Oh, that's gonna be a lot.
Oh no! Everything. No. I apologize.
That is a fucking porcupine on the fucking computer right now. Oh my god!
We had all three mics next to each other, and we dropped one of them on the audience.
The most sensitive one, by the way.
Yes.
That killed a person. Someone just died. Someone's listening to this in the car, and they are now off the road.
They're in a dead
man. Oh, my.
Oh my god.
What was your impression of the characters, James? Put the mic where it was.
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, it was Zach's fault, by the way. It was Zach's fault, by the way. Forgot to mention that part.
Okay.
Zach's actually, like, physically dying. The more we talk about it, the worse it's gonna get.
Oh, you suck!
Did you just rubber band yourself, Nico?
Where the fuck did it go?
Shit!
Oh, fuck.
Keep going.
Oh,
okay. So, Jimmy.
Sorry.
Yeah, we need to know. So, do you want us to name the characters for you, and then you just go from there? Alright, so we got Horace, okay? So that's Louis C.K.'s character. What do you think about him?
I didn't get much from it, really, from that episode.
Did you? Let me ask you a very important question. Just from looking at Horace, could you tell that he doesn't know how to wear pants?
I didn't pick that up.
That was not my reading of the text, as a matter of fact.
I picked that up, like, the first episode. Zach picked it up, like, the third or fourth.
No, I picked it up from the first. I just say anything because I didn't want to sound rude.
Yeah, one day we finally, Zach just brought it up. I'm like, I've been thinking about that since the beginning. Yeah,
I'm like, guys, he doesn't know how to wear pants.
They're just too low.
Well, I don't think he's wearing them that way. I think that's, he's got
that's just how they fall.
No, they just fit that way.
Maybe it's his shirt is too big.
It's kind of like he's got a big torso, and the pants don't, like, cover much up. It's weird. It's like, it's, you think, like, at least half his pubic hair is exposed underneath that shirt. I get that sense. He wears pants. Yes. The thing I wanted to bring up about that is about the episode, Horace specifically, and how we didn't really get much from him. I think it's possible that we're now shifting into an era of the show that's very Pete-centric and not Horace-centric, whereas the first act of the show was all Horace, essentially.
Yeah.
One of the episodes was just him and another woman. So I think now we're sort of moving into a phase where we're learning about Buscemi more. So that's maybe why he wasn't in it as much. But I'm digging this Buscemi-focused show, even though it is, I think, way more depressing than the Horace-centric one was.
And yeah.
That one was pretty bad.
Here's a photo of the pants situation.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know how to wear pants. Mm.
Yeah, it feels like his dick could be, like, right there. Like, in his button-up.
Yeah, no, I see it. It's very disturbing. It's very disturbing.
Oh, that one's worse than I thought.
Yeah, that's worse than
I remembered.
Now, we're going to see him on Thursday.
That will be the
and
tell.
And Jimmy's going on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're all going this week.
We got to keep our eyes out, open.
See if he wears them like that.
And, yeah, see how he wears his pants.
Okay.
See if it's an intentional character choice.
I wouldn't put it past
him. Or just Louis C.K. wearing pants weird.
Well, mind you, this is probably one of the only times I've seen Louis in a button-up that's tucked in. During his stand-up, he's wearing a black t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do me a favor, Zach. I want you to do typewriter sound effects with your mouth, please. Do some typewriter sound effects. This is...
How do I just do typewriter?
Do them. This is Louis C.K. typing the first episode of Horace and Pete. Fade in. Enter. Large man. Doesn't quite know how to wear pants. Keep going. He's a simple man. His dick looks like it's in his, in his button up. Part of his pubic hair is exposed. We get to sense that he had a rough childhood. A childhood in which there was no father figure. To tell him how to wear his pants correctly. That's Louis C.K. making the character choice. It's just paragraphs of that shit.
We rehearsed that more than they did for the show.
Good coordination. Great improv.
I'm impressed.
Yes, and? Great improv.
And then?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, he does wear his pants weird. But no, what'd you guys think of this Pete-centric episode? The first one, I think, that we've
had. Well, I don't know. What did you think of Pete, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's...
You're our guest.
Crazy.
He's well, crazy. You're a Buscemi fan. I think you're the biggest Buscemi fan at this table.
Probably.
He got me into Boardwalk Empire. He loved that show.
I still need to watch.
You might not like it.
Why would I not like it?
It's a little slow.
It's really slow.
It's a little slow. That's all. It's a little... I think you might think, oh, this is so pretentious. Because it is pretentious. And you're not very pretentious. And Jimmy and I could be pretentious from time to time.
More you.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, what'd you think of Buscemi here?
He's crazy in the show. Very.
Is he a good actor?
Yeah.
Very different than Boardwalk Empire? Because I've only seen him in, like, Adam Sandler movies.
That's so different.
Yeah, I've only ever seen him as the, like, insane guy in any Adam Sandler
Reservoir
movie.
Dogs.
Besides Reservoir
that's
Dogs.
That's true, too, actually. That's a good point.
Well, he's not that... Well, that's the weird thing about Buscemi. Is he's always Buscemi in everything he is. There's some actors like that are like that. Like Christopher Walken is like that too.
Oh yeah.
Whenever Christopher Walken shows up, I would call Christopher Walken a good actor, but it's never like you forget who you're watching. And, you know, yeah, you know you're watching Christopher Walken just play a character. And this, you know that it's Buscemi. You know that Louis is Louis in a similar way. So, but there's something that's odd about him, and it's off-putting, and he's the way that he's kind of unattractive and kind of he's got a bug face and
Weasley.
Yeah, Weasley. Call him Weasley. He should be off-putting, but he brings like a warmth to a lot of these characters. It's like, oh, I'm watching Buscemi. He's my friend. He's my pal. And that's what you sometimes get. That's my theory with unattractive actors, is that they're much more likable than attractive actors. You know what I mean?
Is that why you hate Paul Rudd?
Yes, that's exactly why I hate Paul Rudd. That's absolutely right.
What you're talking about last week, but I think Paul Rudd's an attractive guy.
He's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude.
I never attributed that to him, though. I was never like, yeah, Paul Rudd's good looking. Like, I was just like, yeah, he's Paul Rudd. Like,
well, what'd you think of Paul Rudd, though?
I never considered him either way. I mean,
he's a good looking guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
My dad's good looking.
Yeah. No, I tend to like ugly, maybe as a fellow ugly person. I am drawn to the John Goodmans, Paul Giamatti's, and Steve Buscemi's of the world.
They keep it real.
Yeah.
Super real. Sometimes too real.
Yes. Whereas Matt Damon, it's like, I don't know, Leo, they do nothing for me. Zach's like, yeah, I'm in the same league as those guys. It's like, yeah.
No, I love Leo.
I relate to the ugly people. You know what I mean?
I feel like I relate to Matt Damon.
Do you?
Yeah, I get him. He gets me.
What film?
We get each other.
What film?
Which Matt Damon?
Oh, no, just Matt Damon.
Jason Bourne? No. You relate to
Jason? I'm excited. There's a new Jason Bourne coming out.
Oh, we know.
I'm so excited.
We know.
I don't keep up.
Oh, excited.
The only trailers I see are in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you went to the movies?
Civil War, the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It was all right.
Thank you.
We saw that. Like, I enjoyed it.
As far as the Marvel movies go, it was good.
Yeah. I saw Nice Guys today.
How was it?
I wanted to see that.
Hold on, that's that Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe movie.
Yeah.
Good.
Is it good?
I wanted it to be better. Okay. I thought it was funny and it was entertaining and it was good. The story made no fucking sense. It was one of those movies where it's like, we got Ryan Gosling.
Where it doesn't have to make sense.
We got Russell Crowe and we have Shane Black, who's a good director. Who fucking cares about the story? They're just going to start shooting each other and making dick jokes, and there's lots of boobs, and it's funny.
Yeah.
And they have a 13-year-old that swears a lot. And that's, like, about it. And it's fine.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay. Unlike Jungle Book, which is incredible. Oh, have we talked about that?
Jungle Book was so good. Jungle Book was very good.
So fucking great. No, Jason Bourne coming out. Yeah.
Pumped. Now, so...
Buscemi.
Buscemi. So, now, did you gather all of the facts that we told you about him? Just from watching? Or did
from
you,
what?
Like his schizophrenia and things like that. Yeah. Like, do you gather that just by watching? Like,
I think you guys told me.
Well, yeah, I know. But,
yeah. Well, yeah, but
like, was it clear or was it kind of like...
Yeah, he seemed a bit off.
How about that dialogue between him and Jenny? We should probably talk about that in the beginning.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the day.
Yeah, that was... I didn't know what to take to
low self-esteem.
Well, I don't know if it's a low self-esteem thing, but I think it just goes back to the whole... Certain generations think so. Like Steve Buscemi was thinking, you know, you say you're this, you should be this. And then the young girl's like, well, I don't see what the matter is if I say I'm older than I am. And like, and like all that
more
stuff.
More of a hot take on that tradition versus, what is it? Progressivism, I guess you'd say, yeah, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Old way versus new way.
There's a big theme throughout the entire show about old way versus new way. It's been constantly pushed down your throat. Just the fact that they met on the online dating site, the age difference. I mean, the political views they talk about all the time. It's always like conservative and liberal. Yeah. It's very traditional versus
the way the house is set up.
Yeah. It's everything is very, very in your face, old school versus new school. And Louis doesn't take a side.
Yeah.
With the show. He does a good job representing both sides. So
I don't know if that first scene, I mean, they hinted at it with the whole difference between men and women and things like that, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the, I'm sure we'll get
Nico's
there.
Nico's got 3 hours planned on
that. Oh, get ready.
Sexism. Beginning.
Start your engines, gentlemen.
Even though that was our New Year's resolution to not be sexist, right?
Wow, we dropped that quickly. How many more female-centric things have we done since Pretty Little Liars?
we did that one episode of Pretty Little
That's
Liars.
All we did. That's all we thought. We're going to do more female-centric shows and movies this year, and we did nothing.
It's not good.
I would just like to point out, I never made that promise. Mm.
You weren't on the Pretty Little Liars show.
Exactly.
Megan's favorite podcast, Jimmy. She was dying. I sent it to her because she gave me some insight into Pretty Little Liars. I was like texting her.
Live on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. But I thought that opening scene was one of the many real disturbing truths about life is how insecure people respond to, like...
Are you saying when he's, like, getting ready?
Not just when he's getting ready, but when he's at the dinner, how... just insecure people respond to kindness and friendliness. And, like, if someone is nice to them, and I get this way sometimes, and I know a lot of people that are far worse than me and do the same thing, is that if they're really insecure or they don't feel like they're well-liked or they don't fit in or whatever, they're an outcast, and someone, like, shows interest in them, starts talking to them, it's like there must be a catch here. And, like, they get defensive. It's like, why the hell are you paying attention to me? Like, you shouldn't like me. You shouldn't be on a date with someone older. Like, it's disgusting. How dare you take interest in me? Like, he was almost offended that she was being nice to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's sort of how you warm up. It's like they're always – because so much bad stuff has been done to them and they've been abused for so long and they're always treated horribly. It's like they're always ready to be on the defensive and they always put that guard up. And that's what he was doing in that first scene. This young, attractive girl shows interest in someone even though she's half his age. He's a schizophrenic to begin with. So it's like he's hated. He's the black sheep of his family. Everybody hates him. And suddenly someone that he would take interest in takes interest in him. It's like, you know, there's got to be a catch here. And there wasn't a catch. And I felt like that was – and then after a while, he obviously warmed up to her. But, like, that was right off the bat, like real. Like, oh, boy. You know what I mean?
And it's interestingly enough, I guess he was the catch. And I don't mean that in the sense of, like, you know, like, oh, he's a great catch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he was the one who – like, she was thinking, oh, this is such a great guy. Then reality was he had all these problems that she didn't know about. I think that's kind of really
– Yeah.
Yeah, it just took sort of a different approach towards that. Like, normally when you see it, it's – you focus on the main character who's going after this person, but now it's – the main character is getting chased after – not chased after, that sounds weird, but is getting sought after.
Yeah, it's a role reversal for sure, yeah. Absolutely. And he wasn't prepared for that.
No.
Yeah.
Does Jenny still like him at the end of this episode?
I think Jenny likes him, and I think that was actually sort of evident when she was – when she right before she left, when she I think she like just looked at him and said like Pete, like asked him like,
and then she said okay,
she goes yeah okay, and then walked away. I think she was hoping that he would say something like okay you and I, let's go out and, you know, do this or something. But yeah, and I think at the time it was too much. I mean, obviously we don't know where it's going. We don't know if Jenny's coming back.
You want me to tell you?
I'm sure you know.
Jenny. I just looked on IMDb.
Yeah. Why I don't want to know.
She coming back?
She is not coming back.
Yeah.
She's a one-episode character.
Figured. Really?
That's so it looks like that relationship is over, yeah?
That
makes me sad.
Yeah. I liked her. She kept it real, though.
She did.
She was just like, if you were being weird, she'd be like, you're being fucking weird. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kept it real.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Like, this is really awkward for me, and I'm uncomfortable right now, when she was having dinner with Sylvia and Horace. Yeah. But, okay, I want to talk about her views of sexism, or lack thereof, and the difference between men and women. And, my God, this just... As someone, by the way, that loves women, I just want to get that out there.
Okay, before you say anything...
Yes.
I just want to counter all of your arguments by pointing out that Louis wrote this.
Yes.
And not a woman.
Yeah. A genius wrote it. That's what I heard. I didn't hear the name Louis.
Okay.
I just want to point out.
I'm saying a man wrote a male-centric point of view for a female character. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. And I just want, as long as we're
and clear. And I want to point out that he's a genius that understands social dynamics better than anybody.
No, as long as we're clear, though.
I know.
I love women, okay? No one loves women more than me. I'm doing great with women.
Dad's a woman.
Yeah, but that's
dad's a woman.
I love women, and I always try to convey when I say something that is not politically correct or whatever, I'm accused of being sexist or something, I try to convey that it's not that. But when someone says, or when feminists say specifically, that there's no difference between men and women, anything that a woman or a man can do, a woman can do just as well. I mean, no, that's not true. There are differences, and that's why it's great. That's the beauty of life, is that there are differences. That's why we're attracted to each other. That's why there are couples. That's why, because one completes the other. There are things that women can do that men can't, and vice versa. There's different roles. And when everybody says, oh, it's just a social construct, you know, that anybody can do whatever. The woman can be the breadwinner. And like, there are different roles that they each fill out, and that's a good thing. And I hate that that people think it's a bad thing. I just despise that. It's like, yeah, men are stronger than women. If you want to move in a part, that's what the character
physically.
Said. Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah, that's what Jenny said in the episode. Like, if a woman's going to get her apart or move out of her apartment, she's going to call a man to help her move. That's the way it is, because a man is stronger. Can do something that a woman can't do. And then Buscemi brought up how women are morally superior, which that's a debatable topic. But, like, there's an ebb and flow. There's a yin and yang. There's a balance. And I love that they confronted it. And, of course, people are going to say that's not politically correct. But that's what I hate about these fucking feminists all the time. It's just this, just like, there's a difference. It's okay that there's a difference. Let's just admit there's a difference.
Yeah, that's also what causes like a lot of wars and racism, though, too.
There's no, it's different.
No. You're saying the differences are good, but they're not always good because they can. Yeah, it's.
But
it's
they
about,
are good.
It's about being understanding of the differences.
Yeah.
Yes, that's 100% right. Not acknowledge, or not pretending that the differences don't exist, though. And that's what I believe. Rabid feminism these days, extreme feminism, sort of does. It's this idea like. A lot of stuff, too, of they shame mothers a lot of time, and motherhood is such an evil thing a lot of the time because the woman should make her own life and having it. Like, for example, Adele. This is getting really political. I'm sorry. But Adele.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Adele said something in an interview about how she thought her life was pointless until she had a baby, and that being a mother has brought her so much value and joy in her life, and she feels fulfilled now. And so many fucking feminists go on Twitter as if their opinion matters, and they're going to tell this massive pop superstar how to live her life.
By the way, she just recently became the most well-paid, I think, British pop star and most well-paid female singer.
And she should be.
In history.
Yeah.
She signed a $135 million contract.
And she should be. But these fucking mouth-breathing – I'm not going to – assholes. I'm not going to use a sexist term. Just assholes. Fucking try to tell her, oh, no, all of a sudden having a baby is what makes you feel valuable. A woman can't be valuable unless she's a mother or whatever, or else she's lost in life. And this is a
– See, I think a man in most cases would say the same thing, though, about their kid. They said, you know, like, being a father has made me feel more fulfilled. Like, I think
– Yeah, well, and it's also not saying,
if you're
like –
not a terrible parent, I think you'll say that.
Yeah.
But it's also sort of the idea of, like, you can be – you can be successful in your life, but there's going to be something that's missing, and whatever fills that space is what fills that space, whether it be, you know, you start traveling more or you have a child. Either way, if it makes you happier in your life, it makes you happier in your life. It really doesn't matter what it is.
And God forbid that thing that fills that void in your life is a man, because, oh, no woman needs a man. I don't need no man. And it like, no, that's what love is all about. That's what, like, or so I hear. That's that's what, like, marriage is supposed to be. But, like, it's the man can need the woman and the woman can need the man. And that's okay. Like,
a man can need a man and a woman can need a woman.
Sure, whatever. Whatever you're into. My father's gay. it's like, it's all fine. But it's like this whole thing of we have to be independent. No! Life is boring if everybody's the same and everybody's independent. And, like, yeah, you do need a man sometimes, and that's a great thing. And you need a woman sometimes. I don't need a woman. But, you need, like, you need that ebb and flow. Kelly Clarkson put up with the same thing. She wrote a song about how her man essentially saved her life or whatever and put her back together because she was in pieces. And everybody gave her a hard time, like, oh, you're not preaching.
What, the one she just put out?
Yeah.
The one about her stepfather?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. The one about, or not the stepfather, her father walked out on her.
Yeah.
That's not about her stepfather, that's about her husband. It's not about her stepfather. That's about her husband, I believe. Piece
I
by
know.
Piece.
I took it as...
Like, I saw an interview about it. About her
mom. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, shot about that. I think it was on 2020 or something.
Oh, well, I just always thought that it, like, the first two were about stepfather and the last one was about how her husband is. But if it's all about, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with what she says. Yeah. I mean, it's her song. But
it's because she's seeing,
could be lying.
It's
so she could be. She could be.
No, she's seeing how her husband is raising their kid. Okay. And how it's different from how she was raised. Okay. Growing up, whatever. And it's like this whole thing of just, ugh.
Oh, that changes the perspective of that song.
These though. Militaristic fucking sexist Nazis. These feminist Nazis. I hate them. Fucking hate them so much. Ugh. Don't, they're not shaving their armpits. They're just walking around shirtless with fucking hairy armpits.
Listen, we can't all be like you with no body hair. I mean.
It's like, what porn are you making? All right, I get it. You don't shave your armpits. Congratulations. You want a fucking trophy for that? What political statement are you making? Explain to me that political statement. Great, you don't have good hygiene. Wonderful. Applause. Round of applause. Women are equal to men. Shut up. Hate it so much.
Okay, so Sylvia.
Was that offensive enough? Did, well, I offend, no, enough,
when
people?
I think of offensive, that we're going to go from that to immediately talking shit about Sylvia.
Yeah, of course.
Who is a woman that's with cancer.
Sylvia deserves it.
Yeah, but it's not going to sound that way.
Yeah, no. She's just a horrible
it's
person.
It's going to sound like we're sexist.
It doesn't matter that she's a woman. She's just horrible.
We might as well just call this a sexist episode.
Yeah, no. I hate women just as much as I hate men. It's totally equal. Absolutely. Yeah, no. So the Jenny and
Jenny was a friend of mine.
Jenny was a friend of mine. What was her number? Do you remember? Do you recall?
What?
Do you recall what her number was? 8-8-6-7-5-3-0-9, I believe.
That's very similar to my phone number.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you called that
is
number?
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's your phone number?
205-5309.
Oh God, don't say that on the internet.
I guess.
Oh my. I'm not bleeping it out.
Call me out.
I'm not bleeping it out.
Do you want to give them your address and social security number too?
Yeah.
Name your first pet, mother's maiden name. It's all vital information.
I'm going to call you.
You may get a phone call from a random listener.
That's okay.
There you go.
Call me.
Ooh.
I was invited.
We should give our phone numbers out.
No. 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 We shouldn't.
897-1570. Give me a ring.
Hey, guys. Sext
I'll
me.
Answer.
Sext me.
I give out my Snapchat once. I have listeners on Snapchat. I'm all of, yeah, fucking, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, do it.
Sure, call me. I'd love to talk to you midday. Just all of a sudden my phone's ringing.
I might be at work, you know. Actually, I'm going to release a Google Calendar soon. I've been making
fill in your appointment to talk with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've actually been making a Google Calendar because I am so busy. So I can have my friends make appointments with me. So if you want to give me a call, just make an appointment and we'll... chat.
His hangouts are on a first-come, first-served basis.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yes. Just got a schedule. Schedule, like, you know, schedule.
No walk-ins when you're hanging out with Nick.
Week or two in advance, you're good. Yeah. You know?
Contact his secretary. Pretty soon, you'll have a secretary.
That's my goal.
Yeah. To just plan your life. Yeah, so Pete invites Jenny.
Yes, Jimmy. This is how every episode goes.
Every episode.
Pretty much. I mean, we're lucky we talked about the episode this much.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
There's sometimes we just watch things and see our goals.
Well, yeah, like a couple weeks ago, we talked mostly about Fast and Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
And, we talked about albums for 15 minutes last year.
We find things or that are like our year. Style, but sometimes we miss. You know, there's hits and misses, and sometimes they're just not something that's fun to talk about. So we just kind
of
talk.
We just sort of ramble.
You know,
this has been the one that we've committed to though.
Yeah, Horse and Pete has been a good show to talk about because it has a consistent theme, and you know it's. A lot of drama.
It's very...
very dramatic.
Sure.
A lot of things going on.
We discovered, actually, it's better to talk about the good stuff than the bad stuff, which is sort of a fatal flaw in our podcast.
We watch a lot of bad stuff?
Yes, but the good stuff tend to have...
Well, it's also called Why Is This a Thing? And then we're over here, like, praising stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we do... Regardless, just because it's good or bad, that's irrelevant. We're still questioning why these things exist. Like, what?
Yeah.
Who the fuck made...
Good point.
Like, why is he funding $2 million in the hole to fund this show?
Yes.
Without advertising it?
Yes.
You know, like, one of my favorite episodes that we did, actually, was, what was it called? Funny Games?
Funny
yes.
Games.
Yes.
Now, we thought that was going to be a horrible movie, and it was really good. Like, we delved into it.
It was a well-made movie. It was a well-crafted movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it good, but it was well-crafted.
No, it made a good podcast.
It did make a good
podcast.
I'm
the only one here who liked that movie.
It's a movie.
I didn't dislike it. It was disturbing.
The kid from Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. Jimmy from the first two seasons of that show. Before Nucky shot him in the face. Spoiler alert.
Okay. Guess I'm not watching that.
He played...
That ruins the whole series.
It might.
ruins a lot of it.
Wait, does it really?
It ruins quite a bit. But
he wasn't supposed to die.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. No, the actor was such an asshole on set where they couldn't take him anymore, so they killed him off. But he plays one of two brothers, and they just break into this family's house, the family played by Tim Roth and Naomi Watts. And they just murder them for 2 hours, essentially. That's all it is.
And their kids.
There's no music. Kid. Yet. And yes, they just.
And the dog.
Yes, and the dog.
It's really brutal, too. It's like.
Yeah.
They just murder this family, and that's all it is. And they don't make it out alive, and there's no happy ending.
But it's like brutal and like just. It's just not pleasant to watch. There's no pleasant part of the movie.
It's slow. So it's like boring, except you're seeing horrifying things on screen. So it's like, you know what I mean? So, like, nothing happens, but you're still watching just a slow and brutal death. Tim Roth just laying in one place like he does in every movie.
Yeah.
Thank you for that confirmation. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I just wanted to clarify.
They're having dinner. And
second time.
Yes, for the second time. And Sylvia is now well into chemotherapy at this point. Yes. She has a bandana over her head. We can assume that there's baldness under there, and
it's pretty safe to assume.
Why? Because the cancer?
Yes, I would, or the
not because she's a feminist.
No, not because that would be quite a feminist thing to do, though.
Shave your head and just grow it in your face.
I can be bald too. Well, yeah, you can, but you shouldn't because you look horrible. Okay.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. No.
Exhibit A.
I could fucking take a bath in oil and I could walk around with fucking like a mascot out of fucking a McDonald's cartoon, but I'm not going to do that because I would look like shit. All right, lady. No, I understand you don't have to do yourself up and you don't have to make your hair nice, but it'd be nice. It looks good. Right? Why is that like, yeah, no, shave your fucking armpits. That's what you just fucking shave them.
You're really upset about it.
It looks
we
bad.
Went from having cancer to him going back to feminism.
No, it's
how
like,
does that happen?
The baldness.
Do you know people who don't shave their armpits?
It's what I see on the news. I just see all these feminists on the news. It's like, I don't know, it would look good. That's all. Like the same with like a man, like there's nothing wrong with a man trying to do themselves up either. Like when I see like a dude that's just like a fucking slob.
But you know though, if they don't want to, like, why does that bother you so much? Like who cares?
That's the thing though. It's not that. It's that it's that they have to make some sort of political statement about it. Like this, it's empowering. It's not empowering. It's in the same way that a fucking slob with grease all over his shirt that's 500 pounds walking out of McDonald's, that's not making any sort of political statement. You're a slob. Clean yourself up. Look better. And that goes for man and woman. And it's not sexist to say that you know, if you're a woman, look yeah, nice. What's wrong with looking nice?
What about a hot woman who just doesn't want to shave her armpits? What if she's really clean, showers a lot, she just doesn't want to shave her armpits because it's a hassle. She doesn't have time.
Wax them.
Jimmy with the balls of wisdom.
Two words. Just fucking summarize the whole argument. How many times, though, have I had to... Here's the thing. I put up with this a lot. Fuck the audience.
Fucking audience.
I get this from chicks all the time, okay? Because I complain about my singlehood all the time. And it's like, look, you should dress nicer. You should try to clean yourself up. You should try to look a little more presentable, okay? Now, clearly, this outfit does not look that presentable. But I understand that that's why women don't want to be around me. Is because I look hideous. Well, a lot of reasons. But that's one of the reasons. And I understand that would go a long way to fixing that problem. I look horrible. I should look better. That way, women will want to be around me. Why is it so... It's not offensive to say that to me. But if I say, you know what, lady, you look bad right now, clean yourself up, and then maybe men will want to be around you more, and then all of a sudden, oh, that's so sexist for you to say.
I think the point is they don't want men to have to be around them.
Well, whatever. Like, do whatever you want, but I'm just saying, like...
Do whatever you want, okay. They will.
Do whatever you want.
They will.
They're chanting and they're going in parades. They're showing their titties and like their armpit hair.
So, yeah, do you have a problem with that now?
No, I enjoy the titties. But the armpit, it's like... No one cares but your armpit hair.
My goal is to just make them sound as sexist as possible.
It's fine.
Like,
no,
I don't actually care one way or the
I'm
other.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this. Yeah. Keep edging them on.
You're not solving world hunger by showing your fucking armpit hair. Guess what, ladies? If you have ARP in here, guys want to bang you less. It's just the way it is.
They still want to.
Yeah, of course they still want to.
Hey, Nico, maybe if you had armpit hair, they would want to bang you more.
Joel Lair.
Oh, yeah.
Senior year. Look, coach.
Yeah, no, that was we had a kid on our cross-country team named Joe Larry. When we were sophomores, he was a senior, and I remember he came to practice.
Funny guy, quite the character.
Yeah, yeah. He came to practice one day, he's like, hey, coach, look, I finally have an armpit hair, and he had one little hair. It was great. Oh, I believe he's a man now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Joe Larry?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's a frat bro.
Yeah, he's a frat bro.
I see Facebook pictures, he looks
graduated,
like.
Graduated, so.
Yeah.
He was a frat bro.
Yeah, was a frat bro.
Now he's a doctor.
Exactly.
Something like that, right?
Doing research.
So. Good for him.
No, it's like, yes.
Keep it up.
Men still want to bang chicks. Let's not mistake ourselves. Like, absolutely.
But are you going to be picky?
I'm not going to be picky. Yeah. But I'm just saying. Just like, if I see the exact same chick, one with armpit hair, one without armpit hair, I'm going to lean towards the one without armpit hair. And why is that controversial? I'm empowered. You should love me with or without my armpit hair. No, I think you'd look better with the armpit hair. The same way that I like you better in that purple dress than I do that fucking tank top. Okay? It's just the way it is. Why is that sexist?
Nick, keep going.
I don't understand feminism. They're the worst.
So what you're saying is you want Sylvia to die of cancer.
Yeah, I do. Of course I want Sylvia to die of cancer. Actually, I kind of like Sylvia.
Really?
Yeah, fucking Sylvia just, you know.
She's kind of a bitch.
Whatever.
She's not a feminist.
No, she's not a feminist.
She's just a bitch.
I love this girl. The girl liked it better when a man was president. I love that.
Oh, no, that's Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny did, yeah. Make America Great Again?
You're just hopping around topics.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about my sexism. You make the Trump sign in the background in here. Jimmy and I, if you listen to the Nico show, I did a episode called The Day at the Trump Rally. And you might have heard me. You actually would have heard Jimmy's voice because there's recordings of that on there. But I talked. Yeah, I talked about you a little bit. That's the two of us went to a Trump rally a couple months ago. Yeah. It was quite fun.
Quite the experience.
Oh, it was the best. It was absolutely great. What was I talking about?
Sexism?
Oh. Yeah, no, fuck feminists. I hate them.
Thank you, Nick.
Fucking voting for Hillary. Oh, I am progressive. It's time to put a woman in the White House. Fucking covered up multiple affairs and rape allegations against her husband. Hate feminists.
Hate Hillary.
Of course you hate Hillary. All this shit, oh, I'm so pro-women. Where were you 20 years ago, lady, when your husband was raping a bunch of girls? Where was that? Fucking covering up all those allegations. She's done so much worse for women than Donald Trump has. I'm not saying Donald Trump's not sexist. That dude's a fucking pig. And of course he's a sexist. No doubt about it. But come on, dude. You're going to, from your fucking high horse, just because you have a twat, all of a sudden you're a spokesman for all women across the country? I hate it so much. Victim blaming Monica Lewinsky. Poor Monica Lewinsky. All she wanted to do was suck the president's dick. I would suck the president's dick if given the opportunity. Do you imagine?
Oh, President Obama?
So if Obama walked down these stairs right now.
Any president.
Any president. Literally any president. If you said to me.
So if Lincoln would have walked down.
Especially Lincoln.
No. Lincoln now.
Oh. No. If you had told me you can suck the dick of a sitting president, of course I'm saying yes. Imagine the stories. Any bar I'm in ever. Right? Anywhere I go.
that would be a great conversation. You could just be sitting there and be like, you know, I sucked the president's dick.
I sucked Boris's dick!
Just totally unprompted. Everyone at the bar would be like,
absolutely! I gave POTUS a rim job! It's over! Yes!
POTUS a rim job?
Of course!
Alright.
It's the Trump card! And here's Hillary. Oh, she's such a whore. I shouldn't say whore, but she implied it. Victim blaming that fucking asshole. I don't want to say bitch or cunt or whore or slut.
You just did all of them. I don't want to say bitch or cunt or whore or slut. Great.
Oh my goodness, a t-shirt.
Quick question.
It's a t-shirt.
But she's all for the record.
Oh my god. Oh, I am too tired for this shit right now.
What?
I'm trying to pit some presidents against each other.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Carter or George Walker?
George Walker.
Walker Bush.
Oh. There's a different. Oh, George. Oh, it makes sense. Carter versus George Walker.
Yeah. George W. Bush.
So, wait, Nick, why didn't you just say George W?
I was trying to differentiate from senior, junior, but I didn't want to say senior, junior. I don't know.
W.
But isn't his dad H?
Oh, no, W.
It's
W for a fact.
W? Not Jimmy? Not.
Yeah.
Oh, not
yeah.
Jimmy Carter?
Come on, dude. He'd be so much fun in bed. Didn't we? Jimmy and I love George W, by the way. That's right.
He'd be mispronouncing things wrong the entire time.
Strategery.
Strategery.
I'm a strategery. Put that dick in your ass.
Kill some turds.
Kill some turds.
Oh, man.
No, I think you have to. Absolutely.
Yeah? Who else we got?
Howard Taft.
Ooh, Taft.
Ooh.
And
who else? Jackson.
Dude, Jackson's a badass.
Did you watch the LBJ movie the other day? Are you planning on watching the LBJ movie?
Mention his dick.
I didn't watch it yet.
It's Cranston, right?
Cranston, yeah.
Heard it was good. I heard it was really good,
too. Did you know LBJ?
Brian Cranston played LBJ.
Yeah.
In a movie.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Thank you. Vietnam.
He's obsessed with his civil rights.
It was when JFK died. He took over.
Yeah. It was a VP.
I know JFK.
He died.
He got shot.
I know JFK died.
Well, how we all agree JFK is the person that you're most likely to suck off?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other. Well, no. Nah. Unless it's George Washington.
That sounds awesome.
Really, the wooden teeth and...
He's the first guy.
Yeah,
his
but...
teeth weren't just made of wood. Just saying.
I mean, if his teeth is made of wood, like, just imagine the rest of his body.
There was ivory in it.
Absolutely. Oh, ivory.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I think I might go George Washington. Let's talk about Horse and Pete because we're at an hour and it's midnight. They were horrible to Pete during this dinner. And because... Jenny is half of Pete's age, and Sylvia was just abusing him and just making it really awkward and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And there was a moment when they were all having dinner in which Sylvia decided to drop all of those insults.
She basically, told all of Pete's secrets.
Essentially.
To
most of.
Right. How they're not actually brother and sister, and she continued to harp on that because that's, I guess, how you treat the black sheep in the family.
I'm trying to understand her fixation on... why they literally grew up their entire lives up until a couple, like, mm-hmm. a month ago.
Yeah.
Thinking they were brother and sister, and now they find out they're cousins. I'm trying to understand her fixation.
I honestly have a feeling that it has to do with removing his claim to the bar.
Could be that.
I really do.
I think she just resents him.
But I have a question, though, and this is an important question. I was going to ask. I was waiting for us to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Does she love Pete?
No, of course not.
She really doesn't?
Doesn't seem like it. I'm going to trust Pete's point of view. Pete certainly doesn't think so.
Yeah.
And he says at the end of the episode, you know, this would have been all fine. I would have let this go and forgiven you if you had just shown me one just millimeter of fucking love and compassion and support for me. But you have done nothing your entire life but abuse me and try to keep me down and kick me out of this family and just...
Is love measured in distance?
Good point. That's a great... I think it's actually in, like culinary terms.
525,600 minutes?
That's time. That's true. But I also think, like, tablespoon and teaspoon of love also applies. I feel like maybe...
Pinch.
A pinch of love.
A dash.
A pinch of love. Dash of love.
Love to taste.
Put in the oven at 350 for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Have you seen that thing? It's a picture, and it says things to call your significant other, and then it was, I think it was honey, sugar, eggs, milk, butter, bake at 350 for 30 minutes.
Just becomes
a recipe for something. Yeah.
What
would that make?
Brownies, maybe.
Where's the chocolate, Jim? Come on, we need some chocolate. Whiteys, maybe.
Well, I mean,
it's like brownies.
I mean, pound cake is only four ingredients. It's sugar, eggs, flour, milk. It's literally a pound of each. That's why it's called pound cake. It's a pound of flour, mm-hmm. a pound of sugar.
Is pound cake like the really hard one that you can't chew?
No, it's just...
No, it's that just like a dense cake.
That's fruit cake.
It's pretty much just a cake. To be honest, it's pretty much just pretty a cake. Cake.
Oh, a cake is pound cake. Pound cake is just a synonym for cake. No,
it's denser than,
yeah, it's
than
a little normal cake. It's heavy. Mm. But it's basically just cake, really. It's not like...
It's the cake that looks like a loaf of bread. Like when you... No, it's like long and rectangular. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's pound cake.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Colin Mochrie made a joke about cake on Whose Line Is It Anyway earlier, and I'm just thinking of that. They did scenes from a hat, unlikely pet commercials or whatever, and he goes, what would you feed a striped ferret or something like really specific, or a gerbil or something like that, and he goes, I don't know, cake.
That's it?
Yeah, and he just pretended to scoop cake and just hit it, just feed it to the ferret. Look at Colin. My brother and I were dying. We're just, I don't know, Colin. Cake? just...
I mean...
Scenes in my head is where he... news anchor's where he shines.
News anchor, sound effects. I mean, he just... Well, he shines all the time with that bald head of his.
Oh, wow. Do you remember? It was, Oh, what was it? It was like bad things to let people know through song. And Colin goes, hey, I didn't mean to cook you a dog.
the scenario.
A dog?
The scenario that
man
comes up with.
Oh, man. Hello, and welcome to this 6 o'clock news. I'm your host, Pierre, because my bladder's empty.
What was it? The thing in Spain. What's the line?
Oh, it was sad news over sad news today. Rudolph was killed when he struck seagulls in a 747 over Barcelona. Bystanders have reported that the reindeer in Spain was hit mainly by the plane. Hugh Hefner.
What's that one?
Hugh Hefner stopped a group of monks from operating an illegal business on his property. When spoken to, the monks said that Hugh Hefner saw that they were trying to sell flowers. Remember, kids, only Hugh can prevent florist friars.
Notorious Gangster. What's that one?
Jimmy Two Shoes McClaudy was arrested today.
We've learned that structure is like actually really bad for our show.
Yeah, structure is bad for the form. It's like it's like freeform jazz is essentially what this podcast is.
Yeah, it doesn't work. We tried it.
We're really Miles Davis on this. That's what we are.
Notorious gangster Jimmy Two Shoes McClaudy was arrested today. He was questioned
after
in connection to. Oh no! What was it?
The murder of two cows. Oh yeah, he was accused of beating two cows
of cows to death in a rice field with two small porcelain figures. Police have said that this is the first reported case of a knick-knack paddywhack. That was it, yeah.
That's good. All right, Colin Mochrie. Yeah.
Do you remember when we watched like 15, 20 minutes of just his news anchors? Oh, it's the
best. Colin's the absolute best.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, so they're having this awkward dinner conversation. What I wanted to bring up though before Sylvia was... The person that breaks the news to Jenny about Pete's schizophrenia is Horace. He's the one that actually says something.
After telling Sylvia not to bring it up.
Now, why did he do that?
Right. So I want to ask why. And then I also want to just point out, like, as much as we're going to, like, talk about how bad Sylvia is and how much of a bitch she is, Horace joined her in this. Horace is a culprit. Horace sat by, didn't defend Pete, really. Yeah. And went along with the whole thing. So when we're blaming Sylvia for all the bad things.
He's kind of like guilty by association. Like, he's the guy that, like, you show up at his place and you're like, look, I killed a guy. I have a body in the trunk. I need you to help me. And he's like, fuck. Like,
in the way that only Louis can do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's, I can't do justice. Like, all right, you got a saw. Like, you know, that kind of thing. And then he's just dealing with
it. He becomes Quentin Tarantino in Pulp Fiction.
That's
okay, we're back. That's a good part to cut all of that. That's one of those things that should never be ever on our podcast. Yeah, yeah. This is an unprecedented moment where we are actually willingly choosing to remove a segment of our podcast because we crossed a line that should not be crossed.
Everybody, new low.
By the way, you're gonna have to find a good way to cut that and put it together.
Oh man,
it's gonna stop abruptly.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. What are we
talking? Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're
let's
done.
Let's just do this. Okay.
Why did Horace say that about Pete?
Yeah. Why did Horace say that? Now, do you think he was just kind of guilty by association? Like, I think he was just uncomfortable. I think he just wanted it to end, to be honest. I think he wanted the dinner to end.
Well, I thought it was more like, you know, Sylvie had already demonstrated who she really was to Jenny. And if you remember, he said it right after Jenny said, I'd rather have a man as president or something along those lines. And I think Horace knew that Sylvie was going to say something. He was trying to intercept it, and that's all he could think of. Because you can tell as he was saying it, he realized, oh, I shouldn't be saying this.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Sylvie who would say it, but she meant to say it. Like, he said it and then realized, I really need to stop that.
That's a good point. Now, you noticed that Pete didn't blame Horace, really.
No.
He didn't seem mad at Horace, really.
No.
Not happy with him.
But I think that's because Horace has been in Pete's life way more than Sylvie has. I mean, Horace and Pete are basically living together and have.
I think Horace is full of shit in this scene. I honestly don't buy this whole that he's sympathetic for his brother and he's the only one that loves his brother and yada 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 and how he's protecting him.
Oh no, I don't think he was protecting. I think Horace was just trying to protect everyone.
Horace is just as guilty. Because I think Horace does the same thing with Pete. Casts him aside, doesn't respect him, he's the black sheep of the family. And that tends to happen with black sheep of the family. I'm not saying that I am the black sheep of the family, but I have certainly taken part in sort of indirectly casting away someone that might be considered the black sheep of the family. This happens in pretty much every family dynamic. Is there's one person where it's like that guy or that girl or whatever just doesn't fit with all of us, and we're going to make them know that we're better than them and that they owe us something. Like, in other words, like, Horace pretends to defend his brother sometimes and pretends to have his brother's best interest in mind. And when push comes to shove in this scene, his true colors were showed. He didn't vehemently apologize to Pete, didn't make sure everything was okay, didn't rush off to his aid or anything like that, continued to eat dinner with Sylvia, right? So this whole thing of that he is his brother's noble protector, it's just not the case. You know, I think he feels that Pete owes him something in life.
Up until this episode, I really felt like Horace was the main character. And, I mean, this episode, obviously, Horace is not the main character of this episode, but
now he is the point of view character. I wouldn't say he's the hero. Oh, not in this episode. Yeah, for the majority of the show, he has been the main characters, and that's the person we spend the most time
with. Right.
But not necessarily the hero, is maybe what you're saying.
This episode, he definitely wasn't, though, either of those. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about, you were talking about a trend, possible shift. Do you think that's likely to continue? Where do we think we're going next episode? That's really where I'll leave off.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, it's sort of just based off of this one. I do think it is. I mean, the show's called Horace and Pete. Throughout the show, they're talking about how there's always been a Horace and a Pete. You know, we've seen Horace's life. I think it's time to see Pete's life. And I think Louis, at this point, realizes that sort of that's the idea and it's time to sort of follow that direction. I don't know if we're going to get full I don't know if we're going to get, like, the horse and his ex-wife episode with Pete, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be more Pete-focused, but not necessarily all about Pete.
We're going out on a limb, though, because we don't.
We have no idea.
For all we know, the next episode could be Louie and his ex-wife again, just talking. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Or it could be Sylvie in the hospital.
Sure.
Like, it could, but...
so. Oh.
Worse.
Sylvie is pretty bad.
Literally, I have no desire to watch. Like, she... I don't like her in the show at all. It just isn't good.
That whole... That was just an uncomfortable scene. That was one of the most uncomfortable scenes I think the show's done so far. Besides it just being sad and depressing. But of just that... Number one is how it goes when you're meeting someone for the first time. That's one of the most realistic, like, oh, it's so awkward. Like, you feel like, ugh. Like, you want to leave the room.
Yeah.
As the viewer of the show, it's like, you don't want to be in the room with these people anymore because it's like, ugh.
Guilty by association.
Yeah. Way too real. That dynamic, and they're just bickering about the wine and the pasta and how they were having a hard time making conversation at the beginning. It's brilliant, but it's like, ugh. Like, jeez, I want to leave.
We got a long one next episode.
Yeah, it's a whole hour next time.
Or almost.
I hope we're more Pete-centric, because I want some more Buscemi in my life. I always want some more Buscemi.
Never enough.
We saw a lot of him today, too, by the way.
We did see a lot of him. Yeah.
We thought we were going to get Buscemi dick for the longest time. We were cheering for it.
Next time.
Yeah, next time, absolutely.
Get him on Game of Thrones. It'd be nice.
Ooh.
Cast him as a character in there.
I'm sure Buscemi's got a wart on his dick. I'm sure that...
Just one wart.
Oh, for sure.
There were two in that episode. He said, the kid said he had two.
Oh, okay. He's
good. So Buscemi doesn't quite fit the role, unfortunately. Just one. He's wart short.
Story of his life. Buscemi not quite fitting the role. Wow. This was quite the episode. Jimmy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Hit the audience one more time. Do your job.
No.
Damn it, Jimmy!
Oh,
Jimmy. You had one job.
You gotta turn them on first, Jimmy. You gotta, you know, get them going. Mm. Fuck the audience.
Yeah. We're writing more blog posts, aren't we?
Are we?
Yeah. We definitely are. We're writing something about music or something at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we gotta do that. We gotta do that.
NicoEmpire.com, updates coming, and actually... You have some time to do a Photoshop if you want to do one.
Yeah, that'd be
Nicholas.
Cool. I was actually going to ask if we could stay and watch the Mahou's line for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you're up for it.
No, I need to go home.
I okay. probably should.
Okay. But Jimmy and I don't do anything.
Hey, you want to do it?
We'll be here a while. That's what Jimmy sure. and I do. We stay up till 3 talking about politics.
I'm cool with that shit.
Watching Gary Busey clips. Jimmy was literally over last week. We were watching Gary Busey clips on YouTube till like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. Watching clips of Gary Busey's penis.
Oh, good.
It was pretty. Love it. It was pretty great. That's on NicoEmpire.com. Hey, Jimmy, do you ever shop on Amazon.com?
I do.
Oh.
Why? You're supposed to say no.
Well, that's a great thing. You know, I have the link just for you. Next time you do your shopping on Amazon.com, where do you normally go if you go to Amazon.com?
Amazon.com.
Fuck you. No, you don't. Wrong. You don't go to Amazon.com. You go to NicoEmpire.com/Amazon. That'll take you right to the Amazon homepage. It won't cost you a penny more, but whatever you buy from that page, they'll take like 2% of it and send it to this podcast. Helps us keep the light on here. Helps us get more equipment.
That light.
That one light.
The one light above us.
Put the bread on the table.
Yeah.
Literally, we have a loaf of bread right here.
Because we're the breadwinners in this. We're men. We bring home the
Nico,
bread.
Stop it. I'm going to kill that train of thought right now. Yeah.
No, do that next time. NicoEmpire.com/Amazon, as all the listeners of this show should do. It'll support us.
I should probably do that.
Yeah, you might want to do it. Zach does that every once in a while when he remembers to.
I don't think you should buy it online.
Hey, I've been doing it the past couple times.
Yeah, you have been. And his items have been popping up.
I'm planning on buying something in a day or two. So
there you go.
I'll go through the banner.
Yes. Anything
Bruce Banner?
Did you say Bruce Banner?
I might have.
At Zach Cap, at Tacky Slacks, at Funny Nico Tweets.
Do you have a Twitter?
You want
to? Oh, Jimmy, you should make a Twitter.
Nah, you don't need to make
it. Only one of the three of us tweets anyway, so.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't remember last time I even used my Twitter app.
I started using Instagram a little bit.
Yeah.
I just take pictures of triangles.
Wait, you have an Instagram?
Yeah. I just take pictures of triangles, then tag it with the word Illuminati.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's what I did. It's from today.
Why don't I follow you?
Oh, you're right. Why didn't I?
Fuck.
Why don't I follow you?
Nobody does. I don't use it really.
It was like the grand.
What's your Instagram?
Mario Wii.
Oh, I am following you. Oh, that's a lot of triangles.
Let me see. Like triangles that you just find, or do you like draw a triangle? Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not that great. I've only done
triangle. I think what you're saying is jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Well, it can't. No. Nor can it melt dank memes.
That's true. Including Dad Boy.
No shit, what up?
All right. subscribe on iTunes, rate, review. That would help us a lot. And we have some fun stuff
coming
up.
Who's in the shark suit? Probably.
Oh, it's just a cute baby.
It's just a random cute baby in a shark suit? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if that was like a throwback Thursday thing for
it
you.
It was me.
No. They didn't have shark suits back then.
No, but they had those kick-ass shark flippers and fins that you wear on the pool.
Jimmy.
Yes.
You and him and him over there
and Zach
have all been naughty.
No, Nico. Oh, you've been very naughty.
I've been pretty naughty this week.
You better remember to edit this one.
Sometimes
I wonder, why do we tear ourselves to pieces? I just need some time to think. Or maybe I just need. Horace and Pete's. Horace and